Country Pop FM.
Everybody better be ready, because it is today's Bob Almanac with an Almanac salute here today. Let's head to the Brooklyn 99.
If you excuse me, Sergeant Wells, we need to go to the BRB. It's BRB time. We're BRB. Make space.
You make space. This closet is for people who are freaking out.
Oh, I'm fully freaking out. I just experimented with an unfamiliar acronym in public. BRB, what does it even mean?
Be right back.
It has the same number of syllables as the acronym. What's the point?
He was Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was also in Homicide: Life on the Street. The actor Andre Brower passing away. He's just 61.
Wow, so young.
Loved him as Captain Holt on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Such a funny show. But he had a brief illness, according to his press agent. Unfortunately, the tales about his illness have not been made available. He was on Law & Order SVU, Tuskegee Airmen, and a movie or two as well.
He very sad. Yeah,
often played the role of police officers.
Okay.
You hate to see people get into that lost, gone but not forgotten category. So young.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he seemed, he was... looked like the picture of health from what we could see on TV.
Yeah. So Andre Brower, now gone but not forgotten at the age of 61. Wow. Today, Wednesday, December 13th, 347th day of the year, 1913.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you.
And men have stolen you. Mona Lisa returned to the Louvre Museum in Paris. It had been stolen, kind of like the Stanley Cup, Masterton Trophy, the Conn Smythe Trophy from the Hockey Hall of Fame, as we had that on the Almanac last week. Mona Lisa, stolen, 1913, came back. Actually, it was stolen in 1911, and then 2 years later, it was returned. What made them return it? I'd like to look into that. Did they get any ransom? It was like Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Yeah. They were redoing their living room and didn't have place for it.
Yeah, they hung it up, and then 2 years later, they got something better than the Mona Lisa. Yeah. Maybe dogs playing poker.
Yeah.
That's what they ended up getting on felt, too, with a black light.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1913 and 28.
Okay, let's check you out. All right. It's a clip, huh? Are you sure?
A David Spade cameo along with Tommy Boy there. It's a clip-on. This was the date that the clip-on tie was designed, 1928.
I think we all had them as a youth.
Yes, we did. Back in the day when I thought dressing up in the radio business would actually impress somebody, I wore a clip-on there for a little bit in my early days, and then I learned how to tie a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And, clip-ons, they serve a purpose. They're actually very useful when it comes to, persons with disabilities. Unable to tie a standard necktie. The other people, particularly children, we had clip-ons when I was a kid.
For sure.
You know, there were two different clip-ons. One where it was just a fixed little clip, and other ones where it actually had spring-loaded clip. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do, 100%.
Yeah, I know you do.
The spring-loaded one is the one that we had. And yeah, it's usually, late 5th, 6th grade through junior high. And then I think by the time I was in high school, I learned how to tie. My dad showed me.
Also very handy, police officers and security guards often wear clip-ons because they could be strangled. They get into a tussle. You pull
That's
a necktie,
point.
You could strangle somebody.
Yep.
Or they fly in the wind. Clip-on can be a part. Some schools say just a clip-on. That way students don't loosen them in hot weather and look, ragged. And look like Calvin Griffith or something.
Well, that's true. And look what happened to Tommy Boy, speaking of, in the airplane.
Yes, exactly.
In the bathroom and flushed the toilet, got sucked down the tie, That was a problem.
He would have been part of the blue juice.
Correct.
So, 1928, the clip-on. How about in 66? Also, if you're in manufacturing, if you got a tie, then it doesn't get tangled in heavy equipment.
Right.
But I don't know too many people in the tool and die industry that are out in the, you know, in the manufacturing floor wearing ties, though, right?
Right.
Probably not.
Right.
No. You're wearing stuff from Duluth Trading. So this song was released. Jimi Hendrix on the guitar. Foxy Lady. And you know, on the American release, the U.S. release of the album, it was actually misspelled Foxy with an E.
Oh,
F-O-X-E-Y.
Okay.
Which, as we know, is not the proper way to spell Foxy.
Spell Foxy.
Last
what year was that again? Because I remember...
1966.
Okay. I remember hearing it on the radio. I didn't like it.
Right.
It was a little too heavy for me as an eight-year-old.
Oh, speaking of former Twin owner Calvin Griffith.
What he was doing, drinking on his stand, when you're a manager, that's out the line. And a manager should never go into the same bar with a ball player. And he has been doing it.
Calvin Griffith knew the rules, and Billy Martin did. He and Dave Boswell, of course, happened to be in the same bar. And that was one of the reasons, I believe, among many others, that the Twins, it wasn't because he couldn't win, because, hey, they won the division, but Billy Martin was fired by the Twins on this date. Mm-hmm. And they brought in a different Billy, Neil.
Yep, Bill Rigney.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was back in 1969.
And he also won.
Won a division in 1970 with a solid lineup, good pitching. A Cy Young Award winner there in 1970. And the other thing is, just think of what how things... If Calvin would have stuck with Billy Martin, how it would have changed. I mean, Steinbrenner held on for him for a while, but most normal people, you just couldn't take Billy Martin for more than a couple of years at least. And for Calvin, it was one. He had been with the team, though, for a long time as a coach, going all the way back to the early 60s. And then he was it Schmidt Beer or Grain Belt? He was like a traveling salesman. He was like a rep for one of the beer companies.
Yes, yes.
Which... if that's not throwing gas on the fire, I don't know, with the great Billy Martin. But he was just
a little abrasive.
He was fired by the Twins after 1 year. That was back on this date in 1969. In 73.
DMV called on Artie's cars. Both the Dodge van and the four-door Plymouth were stolen 3 days ago. Get Saperstein. I can get a court order. I want a tap put on this Stacy Morgan's calls at the Knickerbocker Club.
Hey, what's with the lollipops?
I'm looking to close the generation gap. Get out of here.
Who loves you, baby? It was the lollipop that made its debut on this date. It looks a lot like a Tootsie Pop, and I believe it was. It was round. It was bigger than a dum-dum, though. Kojak and the lollipop made its debut on Kojak, this date, 1973. I think that was season two, possibly.
That was when I was watching more than just Gunsmoke, because I loved Kojak, too.
Oh, man. He was great. I mean, a policeman Rocker. Getting out there, you know, and his Greek temperament was perfect, and his bald head, and then the lollipop. That was just icing on the cake. That was a cherry on top.
It really
once
was.
They added that to the scene. So that was back in 73, 20 years later.
And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart.
Michael Montgomery released this.
I swear,
and it quickly became the most popular first dance at the wedding receptions for years to come.
Monster
like the shadow that's by.
There was that group All for One that had a nice little hit as well.
Yeah.
They put it over onto the pop charts.
I can see that as an easy crossover.
John too. Michael Montgomery.
Yep.
In the news, 2003.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Yeah. And they are talking about Saddam Hussein.
Saddam?
Saddam Hussein was captured Saturday, December 13th at about 8:30 p.m. local in a cellar in the town of Adwar, which is about 15 kilometers south of Tikrit.
And that was his hometown, Tikrit.
Right.
So he was close to his hometown,
farmhouse
in a cellar. You could tell how long he had been hiding out because you could tell how long he was in between applications of Just for Men.
Right. He was on disheveled.
I mean, his bearded gray. Yeah. Do you think he used Grecian or was it Just for Men? Do you think he was affected by the marketing of Clyde?
Yeah.
Clyde Frazier and his name? Was it
Keith Hernandez?
Keith Hernandez, wasn't that the other guy? You know, when you're hiding out in a cellar, you don't have time to apply just for men to your beard.
Nope.
You're going to have to go gray.
Yeah, you're going to get what you get at that point. That could not have been comfortable living.
And then,
For the disposed dictator.
But it was more comfortable than being hanged. Because that was his result.
That,
that's what happened eventually.
Later,
he did get hanged. That was a state 2003. How about 2007? Some baseball. And we learned that there were a lot of what? With the Mitchell
cheaters.
Report. Yeah, cheaters.
For more than a decade, there has been widespread illegal use of anabolic steroids and other performance-enhancing substances by players in Major League Baseball.
That was Senator George Mitchell. The whole thing, investigation, was named after him. They did 20 months of investigation, 80 MLB players, as many and maybe even more. But they said at least 80 users of performance-enhancing drugs.
And as we know, a lot of big names.
Yes, a lot of big names, including Barry Bonds.
Yep.
That was a state 2007.
Yep.
And
those
it's really sad. You know, they do say if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But in this case, there were repercussions.
Right.
The integrity of the game, Neil. What do you think of the integrity of the game? Kind of important.
Very important.
Yes.
And those players, a lot of them caught and still paying the price in some respects.
Yeah, some of them pitched and played outfield too, but some of them did catch as well, as you mentioned. How about 2016 on this day?
Alan Thick was playing hockey with his teenage son in Burbank when he suffered an apparent heart attack. His death shocking to his fans and his TV family.
Alan Thick died on this date after playing hockey. And he was just 69, and he was kind of riding a high because he had registered a Gordie Howe hat trick that particular day. But then, unfortunately, obviously he had an underlying heart issue that he wasn't aware of or that took him by surprise. He, of course, was the father on Growing Pains.
Right.
And he died this
very likable guy, right?
Gosh, I mean, that was 7 years ago. Yeah, very likable. I don't know... You know, he even tried late night TV with Thick of the Night.
Yeah, that's right.
And then a year ago, big scientific news.
Scientists inside the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory may have achieved something extraordinary, something they've spent decades trying to do, a nuclear fusion reaction that could create more energy than it uses.
Yeah, wow. Nuclear fusion.
I mean, in a word, this is super exciting.
Super exciting for those scientists. Neil, would you describe to our Bob listeners the difference between fission and fusion?
One is spelled with an I, one is spelled with a U.
That's very perfect. That's exactly. And it's amazing. It's amazing that the scientists, it took them that long to find the difference as well.
It should have come to me sooner.
Probably millions and billions of dollars on super colliders and all those other things in California. But fusion, kind of important, and who knows? We're still years and years and years and years and years and years and years away of probably finding a practical application here, being able to harness the energy. But it's something that we look forward to. Probably not in our lifetime, though, Neil. But this is just the beginning. Birthdays now.
The Dick Van Dyke Show. Starring Dick Van Dyke.
Still going strong in 98.
Maury Amsterdam.
Still tripping
Larry
over
Matthews,
sofas and
Mary
ottomans.
Tyler Moore.
There has never been a piece of furniture that Dick Van Dyke hasn't tripped over. But he always did it gracefully, though.
Yeah, and always popped back up.
He was very physical. Obviously a song and dance man, too, in all the musicals
Tremendous.
He was in.
Very talented guy. Good guy.
And he and Mary Tyler Moore made a great pair on the Dick Van Dyke Show. 98 today for Dick.
That's
Van
a good run.
Dyke.
Game Show TV theme time.
I'm John Davidson. You'll be meeting these men. They're the world's most incredible talkers.
I'm not really game show.
Speaking of a song and dance man, we got John Davidson there from That's Incredible. That's Incredible. Today we will have the Bob Almanac, less than 20 minutes. That's Incredible. There, Kathy Lee, what was her name? Kathy Lee Crosby? No, not Kathy. What was her name? Here we go. Marriott Hartley? Who was it?
Incredible talkers.
I'm Kathy Lee Crosby.
Yeah, it was Kathy Lee Crosby. I was right. I should have stuck with my guns on that one. Right. But John Davidson, host of Hollywood Squares, he's 82. It's a twofer here because we have two of the kids from Family Affair. You got Johnny Whitaker, who is Jody, and we got Sissy, Kathy Garber. Johnny Whitaker is 64. He's a little kid, little orange-haired, red-haired kid, just so cute, right? And then the older sister, Sissy.
Did Johnny Whitaker show up on Little House at some point? He must have.
I don't think he did.
He did on Gunsmoke and, I believe, on Bonanza.
Yeah. I don't know. He just didn't have that Minnesota Walnut Grove on the prairie next to Plum Creek feel, I think. And the curly hair just didn't get it done. It looked too much like a perm. And, of course, the actress that played Buffy, she passed away very young.
Yes, sadly.
But two of the three kids are still with us here. How about Ted Nugent?
I got a feeling tonight, babe. We're going to do it in a wango tango tonight, honey. I'm ready. You ready for a little wango tango?
I've never done any wango tango, Neil. You?
Well, not recently. No. I pulled a muscle last time I did it.
Yeah, sweeping the nation.
With the Motor City Madman.
We got a brand new dance. The rock and roll sensation.
His hair was a bit frizzy, wasn't it? He needed to find a way to get that under control. But Ted Nugent, he is he's the Motor City Madman, and he has controversial, I guess, I don't know, he has strong opinions.
Yes, he does.
When it comes to the political side of things, 75 here for Ted Nugent. We also have Alabama being represented here today.
Whisper to me softly.
The voice of Randy Owen.
Three words upon
one of the greats in country music, for sure.
No one's near and listening.
It's a good voice, definitely, and he's done a nice job with it. Randy Owen, happy birthday, 74.
She's new, she's fresh, she's got ideas. Yeah, well, the writing's on the wall, and it says, adios, Nina. Damn, this was the year I was going to open a savings account.
Yeah, I'm as upset as you are. I just don't have the worry lines to prove it.
One more crack like that, and I'll put the M&Ms on the high shelf.
Another David Spade cameo here today on the Bob Almanac, but that is from the show Just Shoot Me. And Wendy Malick is 73. She's in a lot of shows, and
they're good.
She was really good in that one. She's 73.
She looks uptown, but she ain't really. She's into football, she likes my chili. Somebody slap me.
When you find a woman that likes your chili, that's the woman you hold on to.
Absolutely. Can't be this happy. I said, somebody slap me.
69 for John Anderson today.
Leave me in the middle.
One of my favorites.
I know, Steve Forbert, certainly. One of my favorites as well. Little Romeo's tune, Steve Forbert. Same age as John Swingin' Anderson.
Everything's all right. Let me smell.
He's also 69 today. Steve Buscemi.
Hey, look at that, Twin Cities. It's the IDS building, the big glass one. Tallest skyscraper in the Midwest after the Sears in Chicago or John Hancock building, whatever. You ever been to Minneapolis?
Nope.
That guy that he's riding with is a man of few words. Is he the one who... Was it he the one who worked the wood chipper and put Steve Buscemi in the wood chipper?
Might have been.
I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen Fargo, actually.
Right, yeah.
But it was nice to see Steve Buscemi know his history of the Minneapolis skyline.
Yeah. He did.
I mean, by that time, when that movie was out, I think the old Wells Fargo building was up by that time. It was, of course, it was the Norwest Center when it was first built, as you know, Neil. Steve Buscemi is 66 on our list here today. He is in a lot of Reservoir Dogs. A lot of his movies are, because of him, outstanding. What comes to mind when you think of Jungle Love, Neil?
Steve Miller.
Monkeys swinging from vines. Tarzan, Jane, and the Time. Morris Day and the Time. 66. Jamie Foxx. People don't realize how good he is at impressions.
There's a lot of great people on both sides. Lots of great people on both sides. I know Ariel. He's a great person. He couldn't vote for me at the time. Now he can vote for me once he gets out. I love Snoop Dogg, Double G. Great person.
So do you love Death Row Records?
I love Death Row. I love Death Row. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Fake news.
That's Jamie Foxx.
Wow.
He can do Ray and he can do Trump.
That is spot on.
Yeah.
That's really good.
He's 56 here today. And Taylor Swift.
She birthday today?
She's the Time Person of the Year. She controls everything. She controls the NFL now. MLB is trying to get her to date one of their players so they can help. Right. She can resurrect and help MLB. I don't know if it's going to happen because she's pretty. Her and Travis Kelce seem pretty hot and heavy, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Taylor Swift is...
Things can change.
She's making billions off the tour and the movie, and grief.
That's ridiculous.
And to think she started in country music, and we used to play her songs here on Bob FM.
We did.
She's 34. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday. You got to give her props. She's done well. Gone but not forgotten today. Our former First Lady of the day was married to Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president. Mary Todd Lincoln, born on this... I guess it's a last name that sounds like a boy's name. That's her middle name. Mary Todd Lincoln, born on this day, 1918. We have Academy Award-winning actor. Remember the guy? Well, Van Heflin, born on this day, 1910, won an Oscar for Johnny Eager.
Wasn't he in Shane?
He was in Shane, yes.
310 to Yuma? That must be a movie you're familiar with.
Yes, he was in a couple of great westerns. And he helped Shane, he was the, he was the...
Helped him change a tire, didn't
he? Yeah, he did, and helped him beat up some bad guys. Van Heflin, 1910. Legendary boxer Archie Moore. Fine heavyweight champ Archie Moore, 1913. Larry Doby. He was the Jackie Robinson of the American League. Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in the National League with the Dodgers, of course. And Larry Doby would become the first African-American to play in the American League with, Cleveland? I think it was Cleveland.
You're right.
Larry Doby, 1923.
Here's a Larry Doby note. He is going to be honored posthumously today with a Congressional Gold Medal at the U.S. Capitol.
Larry. Yeah. Awesome. Good move. Good move. I'll always remember him singing Edelweiss in The Sound of Music. Emmy and Tony Award-winning actor Christopher Plummer.
I'll always remember him as a Klingon.
I can see you, Kirk.
Chang.
Can you see me?
Oh, now be honest, Captain. Warrior to warrior. You do prefer it this way, don't you? It was meant to.
We found out in that movie that Klingons smell. I don't know if that topic had ever been tackled before in the Star Trek universe. It finally was in Star Trek VI.
They don't believe in deodorant?
I think they just give off a strong musk.
Okay.
They are Klingons, after all. Have you seen their diet?
It's not good. It is not good. You are what you eat. Robert Prosky was born on this day, 1930. He was in Hill Street Blues, and he was in the movie Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, he gave Mrs. Doubtfire a job.
Sorry, I'm late. Did you get my message?
Yeah, just sit down. How about a drink?
I'll have what he's having.
All righty. Double Chivas on the rocks.
Double Chivas on the rocks.
Bring him two doubles so he can catch up.
Two doubles. All right, I'll be right back.
Scotch drinker? That's my kind of guy.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Mrs. Doubtfire's about to get drunk.
Right. Robert Prosky played the role. He was born on this day in 1930. And I don't know.
They're all gone, but not forgotten, because we got to get to one that your staff forgot, a wrestler.
The dog came out of his hiding place, started to begin to move up and down that ladder once again. And like I said time and time and again, every dog needs a bone to chew on.
Junkyard Dog. J-Y-D, grab them cakes. Sylvester Ritter is his real name, and he died in his 40s, way too young.
Yes, he did.
At 40, I think it was 46, mid-40s. And actually, mid-40s.
That's a shame.
Yeah, 40s. I'm doing the math here. He died in 1998. Born this day, 1952. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Wednesday, long music stretch here. No repeat workday. Bob-a-thon, Toby Keith, Country Comes to Town, Alan Jackson, Small Town, Southern Man, or Randy Travis in the hard rock bottom of your heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's going to be Alan Jackson today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX.